Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sportfish Restoration Program. When you get a snarl in your fishing line, it's usually not worth trying to pick it apart, so you cut it off and toss it. But pitching monofilament line in water or on shore is a bad idea.
People just don't realize it can get caught up in boat motors, and it really has been quite a problem. There have been many animals who've been injured and killed with this monofilament fishing line.
Ann Miller is the Aquatic Education Coordinator for Texas Parks and Wildlife. She says you may think that disposing of monofilament line in the water or on shore isn't a problem because UV rays will break it down, rendering it harmless.
But you forget that many times, if the monofilament is below the waterline or in the shade, those UV rays are not there breaking it down. And so we really do have a lot of monofilament that is in the environment for many, many years.
Circumvent future trouble by recycling that line in outdoor collection bins or at participating bait shops. Volunteers clean the line of debris, then send it to Berkeley Pure Fishing Company in Iowa for recycling.
The goal of the monofilament recycling program is to help reduce the amount of monofilament in the environment to help protect wildlife and fish and people's property.
We have a list of recycling locations at passporttotexas.org. That's our show with support from the Sportfish Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.